Pilipinas, mabuhay!
Pilipinas, mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman po kami, si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Kumusta ang nakaraan ninyong linggo at kumusta ang kainyong weekend? Be with us today from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Once again here on Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Sa tanang dapit nga ako napunta,
is dedicated to all the special mothers out there. This special song is dedicated for all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day for tomorrow. We treasure this song especially for you, and our program tonight is dedicated especially for you mothers, grandmothers, those giving motherly care. Happy Mother's Day.
I kept inside. I kept out.
Ang gabi sa tanan natong pagpaminaw sa atong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din si 104.6 Planet FM. Greetings to our mothers si dito ni Lorna Gayatin, ni Beth Esplegara, dito ni Joy Caballero, ni Nempa Marinas, si Mila Hernandez, si Beck Ricanfranca, si Marian Pilapel, Mary Ann Bitoon, si Ching Chichi Abadingo, si Cherry Fernandez, Tita Miriam.
Yes, Tito Oscar, happy Mother's Day to all our mother friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so atong another music for para sa kanila.
You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM.
I've known you for so long, you are a friend of mine. But is this all we'd ever be? I've loved you ever since, you are a friend of mine. Babe, is this all we ever could be? You tell me things I...
Okay, another special greetings. Mother's Day greeting, Tita Miriam. Dito ni Ching Mandawi, ni Erin Bati, ni Belinda Flores sa North Shore, si Bernadette Nopabli, atong kailang amiga kaayo, si Bia Biray, si Evelyn Guevara, ang atong pinangga nga si Malo Garcia, si Cora Noblejas, ang atong pinalangga po nga si Tanya Batukan, ang akong minahal nga anak nga mami po, Mary Ann Batukan, dito ni Iba Ricacho, ni Carmen Show, ni Susan Grapia, and Susan Clark, ni Emily Sakay, Gloria Mandingyado, Cecil Diluta, and Mercy Katutu.
Happy Mother's Day. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. And children, do spoil mom tomorrow.
Now I know friends are all we ever could be.
Inom doon ka ni Tita Miriam. Muna yung mga favorite song sa mga lovers.
Yes, Tito Oscar. Is it the 60s? Or?
Yes, 60s. The day, the things we did last summer.
And to our mothers out there, I would like to share this beautiful story, a very touching story that I came across on a site called Thoughts About God. And it is the story of how a mother's life changed because of her autistic son. For most of her adult life, a certain woman by the name of Stephanie Chang led a double life. In public, she was the beautiful and talented wife of a successful businessman called Peter Chang, a concert pianist. She was a celebrity in her own right. But what most people did not know was that at home, in her private life, she struggled almost daily against the depression and stigma that came with being the mother of a severely handicapped son. In Stephanie's culture, families are reluctant to admit to having children with disabilities. In fact, they are regarded as being a disgrace to their parents and bringing misfortune upon their families. And for this reason, many people hide their disabled children and don't ever acknowledge their existence outside of their home. Stephanie had 5 children. Her first child, Joseph, was born with autism, but she was not aware of it for a number of years. She noticed that there was a slight difference between her first 2 sons. But it was not until she tried enrolling him in preschool that Stephanie realized just how different Joseph was. "I think you should take Joseph to a doctor." That's what the preschool teacher told Stephanie. But still, she was sure it was just a matter of cultural or language differences that made her oldest son different from his peers. She decided to find a preschool and bring him there. However, it was not long before his new preschool teacher suggested he might have some learning difficulties and maybe he should see a doctor. Sure enough, doctors diagnosed the eldest son, Joseph, with autism, a condition Stephanie had never heard of before. When she realized there was no cure for her son, she sank into deep depression. You see, in her culture, a disabled child is considered a disgrace, and it is not unusual for families to hide their disabled children away. In her darkest hours, filled with shame and hurt, Stephanie questioned why she or her son had ever been born. Finally, she learned how to live a double life. In public, she seemed like she had a perfect life. Her husband was a successful businessman. She herself was a concert pianist. But only a few people, saw the pain she suffered in private. When Joseph was about 8, his school went on a field trip, swimming at the ocean. Stephanie was consumed with last-minute details for a wedding being held at their home that weekend. Swimming was one activity Joseph excelled at, and he was eager to be off for the day. That afternoon, Stephanie received a phone call that would change her life forever. Her son was in the hospital from a drowning accident. Stephanie asked if they had been able to revive him, the voice at the other end of the line would only say, "Drive safely." In that instant, Stephanie realized she did not care if her son was handicapped. She only wanted him to be alive. The 10-minute drive to the hospital never took forever. Stephanie pleaded with God to spare her son's life. At the hospital, the prognosis was dire. Her son had been found by a surfer floating in the ocean. By the time they had gotten help, he had ingested so much water that doctors said if he did not regain consciousness within 48 hours, they should disconnect him from life support. Stephanie, she stayed by her eldest son's side that night, begging God to forgive her for her sinful attitude and to let Joseph live. The next morning, she softly called Joseph's name, and his eyes opened. Her prayers had been answered. But somehow, during that awful night, everything changed for Stephanie. Her depression lifted. She says, "Before, I used to complain and ask God, 'Why me? Why me, Lord?' Nothing has changed for Joseph, and yet now I am so thankful for him, so full of love towards him. And instead of hiding away, mired in depression, Stephanie focused on God's plan for her. She says that despite the depression and the feelings of self-pity and anger, in her heart of hearts, she always knew that God loved her. This was the string holding her to God and the hope which enabled her to carry on. And now she knows that instead of allowing negative feelings to overwhelm her, she needs to pour out her heart to the God who loves her and who alone knows the plan and the purpose for Joseph's life, as well as her own. God used a seemingly random occurrence to reveal his plan for Stephanie and Joseph. Stephanie was scheduled to accompany a famous singer at a concert in Vancouver. A local reporter contacted Stephanie to interview her to get the local angle. Usually, when she was interviewed, and the topic of her family came up, Stephanie would skim over each child very quickly. In particular, avoiding the topic of her oldest son. For some reason on this day, the interviewer pressed her for information about him. Without thinking, Stephanie blurted, "He is handicapped, and he is a blessing from God." Well, when the interview was printed, the title was, "Stephanie Chung has an angel. His name is Joseph." And there was barely a word about the concert in the article. Up until now, some people had known that Stephanie and Peter had an autistic son, but it certainly had not been something that was widely known. With this article, not only was she letting the world know about Joseph's condition, she was telling them how proud she was of him and that he was indeed one of the biggest blessings in her life. Through the article, Stephanie invited women in similar situations to contact her. "I knew what these women were going through," she said. "I had been there. I wanted to be that shoulder for them, to hug them, to cry with them, and to let them know it would be okay." Still, she was amazed when the phone call started. Not long after the article was published, Stephanie met with four other moms at a local restaurant. They met as strangers. After 2 hours of sharing their common pain, their loneliness, and their frustrations left as peers. Sure, other people comforted me throughout this, but true comfort and peace, you can only get that from God. And that was the message that this article gave and shared with all the moms throughout the world.
Flame is strong, 'cause we may not be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? 'Cause tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me, there's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Our dreams should be dreams together. The young hearts shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. In every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Your dreams should be dreams together, and the young hearts shouldn't be afraid. And some day, while the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own.
Okay, greetings na po ni nato, Tita Miriam, no? Ang atong greetings dito ni Anna Marinas, ni Kathy Tumakin.
Mga special mothers, Tito Oscar.
Oh, very, very special si Kathy Tumakin. Ang atong one and only Edith Carpenter. Happy Mother's Day. Ni Mila Rigby, ni Melanie Bautista, ni Maricel Medrano, ni Elsa Del Rosario. Happy Mother's Day. Ni Lutlut Abilardo, ni Nis Manuel Bilayo, ni Juicy Miharis,
Cecil Baring, Cecil Deluta,
si Dilia Espedido, si Lina Magalong, si Sara Benimerento.
Benimerito, Tito Benimerito, Oscar.
Oh.
Happy Mother's Day to all.
Ang akong pagtukal rin na Stop in the Name of Love. By the Supremes.
You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. And Tito Oscar, I would like to share what some people say about their mom, what is special about their mom, or what they have learned from their mom. A certain Priscilla said, "She is the strongest woman I have ever come across in my life. She is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I am speechless. Mama, I love you." Another one from Doreen Solomon, Tito Oscar.
Okay.
And she said, "My mother was an absolutely beautiful spirited woman with a deep sense of God's presence in times of trouble and pain, in times of adversity, and a search for reasoning. Go on your knees and pray, as he is only a prayer away. This is one of the things that I will always remember about my mother. She is a woman of God. Thank you, Mom." And another comment from Patvasu about his mother. "My mother is a wonderful gift from God to us. She taught us to be strong and never give up. My mother was an absolutely spiritual woman with a deep sense of God's presence. We miss you, Mama." And a certain Jap said, "My mom taught me self-reliance. There is nothing you cannot do, she said. Just lots you don't know how to do yet." And a certain lady by the name of Rita Ford said that this is what she learned from her mom. "I learned how to see our Creator God all around me and to thank Him for the beauty that I see and to be a good steward of all God has made. I learned to nurture children, to encourage others, and to be a servant for the glory of God. I learned to love my parents and bless them to be a blessing to others. There is so much more to tell about my mom." So to all the moms out there, for all the love and care, for the many hours of sleepless nights that you experienced, that you lived with, just bringing the little baby up to what she or he is now. Congratulations, dear mother.
I'm in love with you and some other. Say you love me too. Why don't you answer my prayer? You know every day I say a little prayer.
And more greetings, Tito Oscar. Mga mothers, mothers that we may not have mentioned yet, Tito Oscar.
Greetings dito sa mga asawa sa atong mga kaigalaan din ha sa SIM, ang atong civil construction sa Adiko. Sa ilang mga asawa to sa Pilipinas o katong mga asawa nila nga naadi nila sa New Zealand.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
Happy Mother's Day.
And to Monina Hernandez. Happy Mother's Day.
Monina, kumusta?
To Lou Sam Faundo.
Yes.
Tito Oscar. To Editha Intalan.
Yeah, definitely.
Imelda Kizo.
Mm-hmm.
To Jonia Papi Mirth. Happy Mother's Day. Daghan pa sila, Tito Oscar.
Oo.
To the mothers-to-be, we came across a few mothers-to-be, Tito Oscar, at our seminar today.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love that song earlier, I say a little prayer for you.
Yes.
I'd like to share this prayer for all mothers. Thank you, Lord, that you fill a mother's heart with love, that you have instilled in her very being the need to protect her children, if at all possible. Thank you for giving her the gift of nurturing her children, of teaching them, of comforting them, for feeding them and making a safe place for them. Thank you for guiding them to be all that God has created them to be. Fill every mother with love. Fill them with wisdom and endurance. Fill every mother with strength, patience, and joy. Give them ability to forgive again and again. Enable each and every mother to rely on you and to call upon you, because you, Father God, will give her all she needs. In your precious and all-powerful name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
The Sabbath dawn.
You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. And a mother's prayer. Let this be my prayer too. Heavenly Father, to you I pray. On Mother's Day, let all mothers on earth give praise to you for the children that you gave. For you have blessed all mothers from above with little souls to nourish and love. Let them mold each one with care and teach them to be kind and share. Forgiveness is a special key. Start early on to help them see. Their fragile minds are easily impressed. Please, Lord, teach them ways so they will always be blessed. Sow godly seeds into their minds. With careful pruning, you will find young adults with such strong roots all through life will bear rich fruit. And then have faith for God to show them of the rest they have to know. Remember, they are His children too, for they were only lent to you. Happy Mother's Day to all my co-mothers.
All of my life, I want
And last but not the least, a prayer from Lauren McLaughlin from thoughtsabout.com. Dear God, bless all mothers. In these intense 9 months, when mothers-to-be are realizing that their life is about to change forever, bless them. Bless them, God, because they feel alternately elated and alarmed. Help each mother in waiting to understand that she has been carefully chosen by both you and by her baby to guide it through its early years on this earth. Let her know that she will never be alone in the process. Help her to remember that her baby is your own perfect creation, just as she herself is your own perfect creation. Thank you, God, for making each of your creations uniquely perfect in its own way. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Nasa bayang tayuhan, kumakayod ng lubos, kumita lamang. Kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo, magkayakap pa rin. Sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapili. Sa aking padala, kayo'y
so, Tito Oscar, we would like to invite all families and, of course, with the mothers to be at Good Shepherd Church Filipino Mass tomorrow, 11:30 a.m.
Yes.
Where all the mothers will be given special honors and special blessing. So, dads and families, bring mom to Good Shepherd Parish for Filipino Mass tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, grandmothers, and those giving motherly care. We love you. We will keep you in our thoughts, in our prayers, especially tomorrow. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Please be with us once again next week from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. on every Saturday night here on 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam, and we hope you enjoyed all the reflections and sharing about our dear mothers that we shared with you tonight.
Okay. And this one is straight for everybody, to all mothers, grandmothers, stepmothers, all the mothers in the world. Dahil sa iyo.
Dahil sa iyo.
Wow.
Nais kong mabuhay. Dahil sa iyo.
ating mga nanay, Happy Mother's Day!
Shalala tayo lahat.
Happy Mother's Day once again here from Pilipinas Mabuhay 104.6 Planet FM from Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar.